With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says there will be very severe consequences if Russian President Vladimir Putin does not agree to stop the war in Ukraine. The two leaders will be meeting Friday in Anchorage. Census Bureau says the U.S. population of foreign-born residents is rapidly decreasing under President Trump. Here's Bob Agnew.
The latest Census Bureau numbers show the total number of foreign-born people in the country dropped by 2.2 million from January through July. Most of those who left, 1.6 million, came from the illegal immigrant population. The numbers show an unprecedented turnaround in that illegals are now leaving the country at an even faster pace than the 120,000 a month that flooded into the country under President Biden. Bob Agnew reported.
Correspondent Ben Thomas reports GE Appliances shifting more production to the United States.
GE Appliances says it's investing more than $3 billion to expand U.S. operations. Part of that will involve shifting production of refrigerators, gas ranges, and water heaters out of China and Mexico. The company says it expects to add more than 1,000 jobs and modernize its U.S. plants over the next 5 years. The first phase will begin at plants in Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Most of GE Appliances' production is already in the United States, but the plan will transfer more work to domestic plants. I'm Ben Thomas.
Rough start in Texas for the new school year. Several youngsters have been injured when a school bus rolled over after veering off a country road. Officials say at least three people, including children, have sustained major injuries. Leander Independent School District bus carried primarily elementary school students. This is SRN News. Well, a court is upholding a transgender ban in Oklahoma.
The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals says that the state's new law barring sex change operations on children is not unconstitutional and may be enforced. Legal analysts say the decision was almost certainly influenced by this year's Supreme Court ruling that cleared the way for a similar statute in Tennessee to go into effect. A growing number of states are taking up legislation that would prevent kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries to help them live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rearing its ugly head again, this time in New York City, home to America's largest Jewish population. A woman has been charged with making threats against the students who attend Leon Goldstein High School for the Sciences in Manhattan Beach. Imam Abdul has been arrested and charged with making a terrorist threat and endangering the welfare of a child. This is SRN News. Shopping for school supplies has become, well, both easier and complicated.
The websites of major retail chains generate lists of recommended items by schools and grade, allowing parents to shop with a click. Some schools partner with vendors to sell pre-made boxes of student essentials. Despite these conveniences, many families start shopping months before Labor Day to find the best deals. One market research company estimates back-to-school spending in the U.S. will reach $33.3 billion from June through August. John Scott reporting.
Experts say it's worth easing kids back into a regular sleep routine for the start of the new school year. To get back on track, experts say set some early bedtimes a week or two before the first day of school, or gradually going to bed maybe 15 minutes earlier each night. More details at srnnews.com.